What is the significance, in your view, of President Putin's trip to North Korea this week?
He changed the world. I think he did a lot to save all of our necks because, regardless of how it's being played by the mainstream media, there are people surely in the Pentagon who understood this as I understand it. The game is up. I say the media, I just read the Financial Times this morning, their lead article dealing with the conclusion, and you wouldn't know that anything in particular happened in Pyongyang. Yes, they rolled out the red carpet. Yes, they sang songs. They sang Russian patriotic songs and so on and so forth. But as to the substance of what was signed, very little was described in the Financial Times. Then I picked up our lead French-speaking newspaper here in Belgium, Le Soir. And they had an article appraising what was accomplished or not. And they said, well, at least we can breathe easy. There was no military alliance concluded. But my friends, that's
Wow.
exactly what they did conclude.
Right.
And it's not my estimation. On Russian news last night, they have still in Pyongyang, they gave the microphone to Sergei Lavrov. And Lavrov said, yes, the term isn't there, but the substance, the reality is this is a military alliance. We are allies.
What
End
did
of story.
you mean in your initial answer to my question, he saved the world? Please explain, Professor Doctorow.
I think he's made it impossible for the neocons who run the show in the State Department and in the Biden administration more broadly to carry out what they thought was an easy shot. They have got the Russians in a corner, and the corner is in the southwest, in the western part of Europe. Russia is in a morass that it will be stuck in that morass for years to come, and the United States could proceed with its preferred scenario of how to maintain its global dominance by taming the Chinese. That scenario you can put paid to. And I'm telling you now something that is not my personal insight, but something that I picked up again in extensive Russian commentary last night, that from some people, these are professors, and they're also attached to think tanks, that Russia, by this visit, reasserted its presence in the Pacific and reminded the world that Western Europe and NATO is dealing with a peninsula of the Eurasian continent, a peninsula, and that the landmass east of the NATO countries is vast, and the populations are vast. 1.5 billion in India, 1.4 billion in China, and so forth. And they put the whole thing, what the Americans have been cooking up for the whole Biden administration and before, in its proper perspective, as kind of petty,